flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Welcome aboard here. It's Pomp and Joe. You should subscribe to our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing, and you can watch Bob Pompiani live on your computer screen, your phone, whatever you got. And also, once in a while, hear from City Limits, who's sitting to my left. And speaking of him, we have a new segment because football talk is never out of place in this city. God bless you, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
We're going to talk about football 366 days a year, every day, Bob. Even through June and July, we're going to have something that we like to call the Limitless Express. That's our football segment. Limits, please.
Let's start on the Express with somebody who's a locomotive, Joe. The Ravens looking to extend Derrick Henry's contract. He does have 1 year remaining on his current deal, but it seems like Henry's going to be in Baltimore for a while running over defenders.
Well, yes, it does. The running over part I wonder about, man. I love Derrick Henry, and this was a magical year for them to have Lamar and Derrick Henry healthy and at the tops of their games, and they didn't take advantage of it. I thought they didn't run Derrick Henry enough. What did he get, 16 carries? I would have given him twice that. And I know they fell behind in the game, but nevertheless, I'm just giving that guy the ball. He averaged 6 yards a carry. He's entered that phase of life, Bob, post-30, that usually is a graveyard for running backs. It was very outlierish that he was able to do what he did this season. He's phenomenal, but I question whether that's going to be an investment that pays off.
Well, if you look at his history, he doesn't miss games. And unlike a lot of people, boy, he spends a lot of money on his body. He reminds me of Tom Brady as he was going through his later stages of his career. He just does all the right stuff so that he is in maximum shape. And if you believe that can continue beyond the age of 33 or whatever he will be in 2 years, just sign him. I would. I see nothing to make me think... Now, that can obviously change.
I mean, all of history is what would make me think that he's not going to be effective into his mid-30s. Now, well, he might be an outlier.
Cam Hayward, a lot of people had the same doubts
different
about him.
Different position.
Just as grueling.
I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
I mean, running back, I think, is the most grueling position in all of sports.
Which is why they should be paid more.
But Cam is an outlier, too, I think.
Yeah, there are. He could be one of them. That, and again, if you're making that decision, I wouldn't hesitate to sign him.
Yeah, I guess you almost have to sign him. You don't have to. You can have him go into the final year, but he's not going to be happy. I would just make it minimal with not a lot of guaranteed money in the future, because if smart money says that they may never have Lamar and Derrick Henry both at the very tops of their games and healthy again. It was a magical year. They needed to take advantage of it, and they didn't. Where do you put Derrick Henry among all-time running backs? I put him in the top five is where I put
him. Yeah, he would be in that range somewhere. A lot of great ones, but given what he's done and given the fact that teams that play him know he's going to get it largely, and especially this was the case in Tennessee, they just ran him and ran him and ran him. And even when you know it's coming, it's hard to stop him.
It's unreal. I mean, he's got 11,000 yards, 100 touchdowns. He averages 5 yards a carry. He has a 99-yard run. He's just the combination of power and speed. You know, I didn't see Jim Brown, but this has to be pretty. If this Derrick Henry played in Jim Brown's era, he would be Jim Brown, I would think.
They'd be pretty similar. And the contract is relatively cheap for the impact that Henry has on the Ravens. 2 years, 18, I think it's $16 million, and could go upwards of $20 million with incentives. So I would think maybe they'd add on a couple years. But it doesn't seem like they're going to move off of Justin Tucker either. Eric DaCosta expects Tucker to be back as the Ravens kicker next year. So the front office with a vote of confidence.
Makes sense to me. Yeah, he got it together.
Why would you change it? He got it together. He went through something, he changed it, and he was fine at the end. So
yeah.
His history tells me he's no problem, so I would do it too.
Now, he did sort of decline over the past 2 years, I believe, as well, at least from 50 and beyond. But he seemed to get it together, and from the looks of it around the league, there's problems everywhere. I'd bet on Tucker. I don't know. I'd give him some rich new deal if he's due for that, but I'd bring him back.
He only made 73% of his field goals last year. That was 36 in the league. There's 32 teams.
He had a horrible middle of the season, for sure. That's undeniable.
But it's how he reacted to it and how he responded to it that is encouraging.
From 50 yards and above, he was 6 of 11.
Mm. What was he the year before?
Didn't miss.
The year before, he was significantly better. Actually, he didn't attempt too many. He was... No, this is the wrong number.
He attempted a few over 60 yards as well.
Yeah, he hasn't been as great as he was for a couple years now.
He was only 1 of 5 last year from 50.
That's what I'm saying.
Not too many attempts.
So 1 of 5 and 6 of 11. He's declined.
But once you get rid of a guy like that, even if he's declined, is he better in his decline than some of these young kickers out here? You look around the league and they're constantly missing kicks.
That's the question.
Next up, the Ravens, again, continuing to try to bring the band back together. Last headline from Baltimore is that John Harbaugh is putting a vote of confidence behind Mark Andrews after his fumble and drop two-point attempt that would have tied the game and probably sent it to overtime, saying that Mark Andrews is a huge part of our future. Is that the right call for the Ravens, Joe?
Of course. Of course it is. The guy made a horrible mistake, two of them actually, but one that people remember like they remember the Jackie Smith drop in the Super Bowl against the Steelers.
It's a similar kind of play.
Yeah, low
all
throw.
Alone, low, and yeah, he should have made it, but he's been good. He's been
the sickest
solid.
Man in America. But you don't get rid of somebody for that, especially in their prime still, which
again,
I think he is.
He's been around long enough to know that this happens. When it does, it's how you respond to it. I imagine he'll be very good again next year.
If I'm a Steeler fan, I'd love for them to get rid of Mark Andrews. He had 11 touchdowns. Who had more as a tight end?
And he came off an injury to do that.
Who had more touchdowns as a tight end? Anybody?
He had the most.
Yeah, I was going to say Laporta in Detroit.
Maybe.
Sam Laporta.
I'd have to look at that.
I'd have to look too. But
it was Andrews.
What,
with 11.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jonnu Smith, George Kittle were second with 8. LaPorta only had 7. You know who else had 7 tied for 5th in the NFL?
Kelsey.
Pat Freiermuth. Freiermuth.
Muth. Bob, did you hear, what was it, the Pirates? Yeah. Have a guy named Muth?
Xander Muth.
Xander Muth.
The pitcher.
Is a pitcher coming up. We can all chant, Muth, when he takes the mound, Bob.
And then he could follow up with having DeGeese, the guys to ghost.
Right. Can you? Why aren't you joining in our Muth chants? Will you on this one? It's a Muth chant for, Muth. What's this kid's name?
Xander Muth.
Xander Muth, and he's like their 6th best prospect?
Yeah, he's a pitcher.
So when he comes to the mound, Bob will all chant, Muth. Okay.
You think Pat Freiermuth likes that?
No. Think he's going to be jealous of this kid.
There's only room in this city for one Muth.
Hopefully the Pirates won't ignore him as much as the Steelers ignore Freiermuth. Go ahead.
Saquon Barkley had the chance to break John Riggins' record for rushing yards in a single postseason. It stood for over 42 years. If Barkley does that and go to the Super Bowl, will this be the greatest season by a running back ever in NFL history? I think it's possible.
Holy horse milk. Two thoughts
off
on that.
Off the top of my head, I'd say yes.
I'm going to say
because of the magnitude of these games.
Right. I agree, Bob, with every syllable and half syllable you just uttered. Two thoughts on that. Three, yes, it would be. Number two is I love Saquon Barkley.
Me
and
too.
From the minute I saw him in college, I said that's the closest thing to Barry Sanders since Barry Sanders. And three, I completely forgot about what my third point was. Saquon Barkley, Barry Sanders.
No,
I forgot. How did you phrase it again?
Would it be the greatest season
before that?
Peterson, anything?
What did you say before that?
Dickerson?
That it was John Riggins' record.
John, that's what it was. Three, John Riggins is the most underrated running back in the history of football. You want to talk about a combination of power and speed. That guy was unbelievable. He was a great, great player. And you'd think when these conversations come up of the greatest running backs of all time, he'd be somewhere in there. Somewhere in there, Bob.
He should be.
He's definitely top 10 for me. And he was a Super Bowl MVP, if I'm not mistaken. Was he not? Bob, anyone?
I'd have to remember.
I think he was.
I don't remember specifically. He could have been, yes.
The year he broke that run against Washington. All he did was get 11,300 yards, 104 touchdowns. He was a breakaway threat, and he was an absolute beast. Is he in the Hall of Fame? He has to be. Doesn't he, Bob?
You're asking these questions. I would say yes off the top of my head. I don't remember.
I don't think he is.
I think he is.
Oh, no, he is, yes.
He's 75 years old. Holy.
That's,
he did win Super
that's
Bowl
disappointing
MVP.
To hear when all these guys are getting up there in age because we're right following behind.
He was the 6th overall pick in the draft. How about that,
1971.
Bob? You know who else? You know who was at the top of that draft, Bob?
1971?
Jim Plunkett. Followed by Archie Manning, Dan Pastorini. And then the Bills step in and take a wide receiver 4th. Unbelievable.
The Steelers took a wide receiver.
Stupid they were.
Frank Lewis.
Yeah, he wound up on the Bills too. J.D. Hill was the 4th pick in the draft. God, what are they doing? I'm even ripping them retrospectively to 1971, Bob. Next.
No, Joe, maybe we should play this sound before the Limitless Express. How about that?
That's the intro. You had an intro with all of our greatest clips on it too, right? Bob, he was going to play this in a row after the train sound for the Limitless Express.
And we end it with the can opening.
Tomorrow, I want your project for tonight, your homework assignment to be to whip up an opening for the Limitless Express. Can you do that?
I can do that.
Yeah, with the whistle, the train whistle.
The train
unbelievable.
Whistle.
I can't wait till tomorrow already, Bob. You know why? Because I get better looking every day. limits.
All right, next up, Miles Killebrew has been named to the Pro Bowl as a replacement on special teams. The question is, how much do we care about the Pro Bowl anymore? It's now the Pro Bowl Games, which are the skills competition, and a flag football game that they're calling the Pro Bowl finale, or the flag football
really
finale.
Pushing the flag football. I know that. Yeah. To get the people at the grassroots level to start playing. But I used to like those games way back when, mostly because when we went, we covered guys and we did stories before the game was ever played. We never stayed for the game.
Right.
I do not watch it now, won't watch it now. I largely feel this way about all these games, these all-star games. If you're interested in that kind of stuff, fine, watch it. I'm not.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable Bob just uttered, even some of the quarter syllables. I haven't watched a Pro Bowl. I know that doesn't even exist anymore. Probably in 40 years. The only good thing that ever happened. Who was it that lit up? Was it Montana that got lit up?
No, that hit that Sean Taylor delivered?
Yes. To who? Was it a punter or a quarterback?
I think it was a...
Who was the guy who got hurt at a beach volleyball game? Remember, he twisted his ankle?
That was the Patriots running back?
Yeah,
was it
who was
not?
It?
I can't remember.
I remember. I mean, that goes to show you the game. You know, they worry about hitting in the game, but you're playing a beach volleyball game and you turn your ankle and he was out for some time.
His epic hit on Brian Moorman. It was on a punter.
On the punter.
It was on the Bills punter.
I don't even think there was a flag.
Oh, my God.
Do they throw flags in flag football?
Don't you remember Ed Hockley once said, yes, there are flags in the Pro Bowl.
It was Robert Edwards, Bob.
Robert Edwards, yeah.
Tore the ACL, MCL, and PCL.
Playing
and partially,
volleyball.
And partially tore the LCL tendon.
I didn't even know there was an LCL. How many L's are there in that knee?
That's unbelievable. He was really good, too.
And there's a lot of CLs.
Never the same.
The ACL, the MCL, the PCL.
Thank you, Limitless Express. That was wonderful.
From your friend ACL, Austin City Limits.
How about
wow.
that?
Wow.
Does this guy think quickly or
how about
what?
That? Let's give him a hand, Bob. Quick, that was a quick
on,
little
Bob.
Segue,
a little
yes.
Loud, yeah. Woo! That was really good.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.